Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on your bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. That's Ben Mandelker over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's
Happy
going on?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
I love a Friday, girl. Today is Summer House, okay? Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We did a couple really fun Crappens on Demand videos this week. We did Real Housewives of Dallas, which really was a gem this week. I mean, what an episode. Wow. And we did Real Housewives of New Jersey yesterday. And our bonus this week is WandaVision. So if you want all of those extras, go sign up at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. If you want the videos, you'll need to be at the Crappens on Demand video level. Just make sure you sign up at the $5 level. You can cap your monthly amount when you sign up for whatever you want to spend. And thanks for everybody, or thanks to everybody for supporting us over there. Guys.
Yeah, and this is a random thing, but I finally joined Peloton, okay? And so if you want to follow me, I'm at Ben Mandelker, so that way you can help me stay accountable. I did one ride, which was fun, and I really hurt my butt in the process because I was not sitting on my bike properly, so I haven't been able to get back on the bike because my butt hurts. So don't judge me about the fact that you see that I did a workout and I haven't worked out after that. Okay. Don't judge me. My butt hurts. But please follow me and keep me accountable.
I'm currently on the Eat-A-Ton program. Okay. So I will not be on the Peloton. So you all can just stay off my ass. How about you guys pass Ben, say hi, and just pretend you're passing me while I sit on a bench and watch you all and mock you.
Well, apparently I've heard that there are ways to do like group rides. So I would love to do like a Crappens Peloton, like a Crappaton ride of some sort. So once I like get more comfortable with my actual physical seat and actually using the app and everything, I'm totally going to organize that maybe we all just like do a Crappens ride somewhere. That would be so fun.
That sounds horrible.
Awful. But, you know, it sounds awful. It actually is awful. The class I did, the instructor was like, "Hello everyone, come on, I just want you to get pedaling, you know. I work in finance, and that has really equipped me to be a good spin instructor." I was like, "Oh my god, what have I gotten myself into?"
It's a cult. It's a bike riding cult. It really does get in your brain. I obviously don't do that, but I saw on the neighborhood swap thing on Facebook that someone was like, "Oh my god, this is just like a Peloton," but it was not a Peloton. It was just like a bike, you know, a regular bike in your house, and they had like an iPad on it or something. And I was like, "Yeah, that's cheap." Okay, I'm embarrassed for you that you posted this. That is not a Peloton. So it you is can not become a Peloton snob without even actually having or desiring a Peloton.
My goal is to not be obnoxious about it. I definitely
too like late. 10 years.
I think it's just as part of like the intro package. It's like, okay, here are your shoes that clip in. Here is an instruction manual. And you are now officially 10% more obnoxious. Congratulations. Enjoy the service.
Whatever happened to walking around the block? That's my question.
So it would be a lot safer.
Of Peloton. Perfect segue into Summer House. This is a Peloton. This is a very Peloton-able cast, I'm sure.
Yeah. If you tell me, like, I guarantee that the Peloton membership amongst this cast has probably got to be around 90%, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Lindsay.
You know, Luke has, like, a group ride where he's like, you know, Peloton. This is a songwriting Lucathon Peloton, okay? Oh, yeah, sexy. God, what rhymes with sexy? All right, keep pedaling, everybody. We're going to pedal till we come up with the rhyme for sexy.
You know that Lindsay talks about Peloton all the time. Like, "Oh, my God, I'm sorry I'm late. I was just doing Peloton. I was taking Fabiola's class. It was so good.
I just saw Monk on a Peloton, okay? I just passed him right now on the freeway.
I literally got Tony Shalhoub to follow me on Peloton."
I feel like that's going to be you in a week.
Guys, Tony Shalhoub is following me on Peloton.
You're going to be Tony Shalhoub, you know who real. I saw on Peloton? I passed right by Tarn Daly.
It was amazing.
Oh, now if Peloton had those sort of members, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm all about it. Like I was riding with Tyne Daly and Tony Shalhoub. It was great. Dynamanoff joined.
Yeah, they do have those kind of members because someone on Facebook was saying, oh my God, you guys totally said hi to Kyle Richards today in my Peloton, whatever.
Can you do that? Peloton, I know you can give like high fives or whatever or something like that. Like, guys, I think so. I gave Tony Shalhoub a high five.
Yeah, it was something like that. It's like Waze, you know, the maps thing where it's like, oh my God, that guy you fucked from like 3 years ago just passed you on the freeway and gave you a beep beep.
Like, that's a great functionality for something that you're using while you're driving. Like, I could be looking at the road, or I could be looking at who's online and how do I scroll through to beep them, and I have now crashed and died.
Yeah. Waze users have 80% higher fatality rates than non-Waze users.
Let's be honest also that Lindsay and Stravi met on Waze. Yeah, I was in a traffic jam, and I saw this really cute car, and I was like, beep beep, and he was like, beep beep, and we started to date on Waze.
So Pelotoning our way to Summer House. You gotta do what you do, baby.
Yeah, it's classic. Classic Trixie. I was really upset that I did not hear my favorite Trixie jam this week, which goes, I know I can't remember because you just
don't
put that song
play
in
by the rules.
The rules.
We just make them.
Only, we don't play by the rules. We only make them. We don't play by the rules. Yeah, it's so good.
Make them. So Carl is in a mask on his computer. Why? I don't know.
But he is. He goes, well.
Oh, no, not a mask quarantine. Mask. He's in like a full facial mask. That makes more sense. I just remembered.
Yeah. So, no, I'm in a facial mask because I've been quarantining and luckily my room has a balcony and I got my computer and some self-care. Carl time.
Yeah, Carl time. I look great, by the way. I was thinking we have a mutual friend on Facebook. I will not say his name, but he's always posting kind of like sexy pictures in his apartment wearing a mask. I'm like, why are you wearing a mask in your studio apartment while you're taking an Instagram picture? I'm not getting it. Is that part of the lure? Is it like fetish porn where you're wearing your mask? Like, I don't know what it is. Are people turned on by that now? I don't know what it is.
I didn't know you were Facebook friends with Tony Shalhoub also.
I meant Tyne Daly. Is Tony doing that too?
Yeah, they usually like to do a face mask after Peloton.
So then Danielle is like trying hard, you know, because she's Danielle. She's dressing one of those statue dog things. She's like, here you are, you fancy motherfucker. Still hilarious, guys, right? Still hilarious.
You know what? I have to say something happened to me this week where I've decided I love Danielle. I don't know where it came from. I think it was when Kyle on Instagram for International Women's Day, he posted a photo of the entire cast and tagged everyone in the cast. He was like, these are some of the women that deserve to that get me through life. And he tagged everyone except for Danielle. And she basically wrote like, hi, I'm here. And I was like, you know what?
That sucks.
She gets shit. She is the one who gets forgotten about. She's the one that they forget to tag. She's the one who's just sort of like on the periphery of this show. And it always feels like she's on the periphery. And like, she was like fired. She came back. And I feel like she just has sort of like shat on, and why? She is like totally, she's like very accomplished. She has a job. She seems very smart. She's beautiful. Like, she's great. She seems great. I've decided I'd love Danielle.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're entitled. Thank you. Yeah. I don't hate her. Like, I don't have hatred for her. I just, you know, it's like, why? Do something. I don't know. Like, you're still dressing the dogs you bought on the side of the road.
She seems like she has the most potential out of everyone on this cast. And we're like, boo, do something
more,
Danielle.
Real life potential. But this is like reality TV, you know?
Yeah. Well, I may reverse course. Perhaps by the end of the episode. Who knows? We'll see.
So Luke's making a ring and going, whoa, yeah, you better go ring or whatever. And then Kyle is doing business on the phone. He's like, yeah, once our challenge, you know, our challenge is once the product lands, it just sells out like we're just too popular. You know, I'm thinking of more hard teas since we're expanding to California. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then Ciara is just like waking up. And she's like, where's the sun? Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. And She just tells us about how, like, you know, working in an ICU, it's just stress and alarms and beeping all day long, which is why she is really embracing doing nothing this summer, and she just needs the downtime, and she's only just now stopped hearing alarms in her head. So she's just thinking about food, and that's it.
And then Danielle lost Wi-Fi. So there's Danielle's storyline. Actually, we get to meet Danielle's boyfriend this week. He's cleaning his apartment. And Danielle's like, you know, work is announcing some changes that might make me busier. And he's like, yeah, so less time with me. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like not sure how she really likes this guy, Robert. She didn't try to have sex with him when they first met because she knew that there was something more with him than just a body, you know, and she's not sure how she's going to juggle a relationship and a career, but she wants to share her weirdness with someone else.
He's adorable, by the way.
Yes.
This guy is so cute. He is. So good for you. And then there's a knock at the door, and Paige can't find a mask, so she just toilet papers her head. She's like, that should work. And it's more flowers for Lindsay. Steven, like, what is she trying to teach you here? It's not just to keep sending her lame apology flowers, okay?
Yeah.
You haven't been married 40 years, you know? It's a helicopter or nothing, okay? You need to do, like, a number from Miss Saigon or just get off the pot.
If you're not dropping a chandelier in this summer house, you're not really putting in the effort.
Yes.
So Lindsay's like, oh my God, they're from Steven. And Paige is like, who did we think they'd be from? Like, of course they're from Steven.
And she reads the card. Lindsay, my timing may not be my specialty, but I do know that more time with you, I cannot live without. So, what do I do now? Oh my God, this is so romantic. What do I do now? Like, she's thrilled to get the flowers.
I love that your Lindsay impersonation sounds like going down a slide at Action Park. I love that. It's like you've just gone down and gone up a little bit. Yeah, but I like to know. Lizzie Vibe, and this is the morning you live with, and I broke my arm.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, with Steven, it's not so easy to walk away. He didn't cheat, and he didn't do anything terribly wrong, but he's not giving me what I need in this relationship.
You know what I need in a relationship? I need someone who's, like, really been through shit. Oh, yeah? Well, hello there, little lady. I've been through some stuff. I've been through the real stuff. I went to a private boys' school and it was tough, and then I worked in New York City. Now that is tough right there. Yeah!
One time, I knew a guy that had a private plane, and he let me ride on that private plane. And I was dating a girl who had a private plane, and then I got off that private plane and realized I don't have a private plane. Oh, it hurt me in my heart.
Lindsay, if we had an anniversary again, you know what I'd get you? I wouldn't just get you fish sticks. I'd get you mozzarella sticks. I'd get you onion rings with all the fixings. Yeah, because I want to show you that I love you.
Oh, Herbert.
Yeah.
So then we go to Kyle, and he's like, I'm not feeling very clear-headed today. And the guy he's talking to, business, he's talking business with this guy, goes, I wish I was there to give you a hug.
Hey, I appreciate you filling in for Carl, but that's kind of not how he does it. He goes like this. Oh, wish I could give you a hug, bro. Yeah. Wish I could do that for you.
Do you have cans or not? So Kyle's like, I'm going to go find Hannah because, you know, like, you know, Amanda, you've let things go. And I don't know why I'm still clinging to my issues like this, but I just can't. I'm just like so upset. And she's like,
well, it's kind of like deciding what battles are worth fighting, Kyle. I love you, Kyle.
And then she hugs him and sends him off to school.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Luke is in the kitchen and Lindsay walks by and goes, oh, Hubs, I really like that outfit. She goes, thank you. Yeah, it's dope.
Carl is wearing a shirt that says S-U-M-M-E-R, but it's written out like Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Like which, Dare. It's like Dare. Yeah.
Oh, is it Dare? Okay, it's Dare.
Could you imagine if he was mocking Mad? Could you imagine? Yeah, it's a party shirt.
I'm pretending
to be like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but
that's what I thought it was.
I mean, Dare isn't that much better, but...
That's what I thought it was. I was like, damn, Carl, you're really going there today. It's like Carl has like the most innocent shirts, except today he's like, you know what? You know who I'm going to fuck with? Women who have lost their children to drunk driving. All right, I'm going for it.
Hey, you like my t-shirt? It sort of makes fun of Amnesty International. It's called I'm really Nasty confused. International.
I'm glad I brought it up. So Kyle knocks on Hannah's door and he goes into their room and they're just both in bed on their phones like they always are. And he's like, wow, can't really tell what time of the day it is down here. And Paige goes,
yeah, we love it.
And in case you're wondering, I'm not wearing a set right now. So so Kyle's basically like, Hannah, can we go outside and have a breath of fresh air? So they go out there and Hannah's wearing just this like,
I love that he's just like, he's going to suffocate in their bedroom. He's like, just give me need some fresh air, Hannah, right?
I feel like it's not authentically a bedroom because when he goes in, the door's like glass. I'm like, was this originally the house's gym and they turned it into a bedroom? Because that did not feel like a bedroom environment. So that was my observation of the day. So then they go outside and Kyle's like, so the other day caught me by surprise. And of course, I'm referring to the fact that we're out of cans. No cans in America right now. Really, man, no cans.
He's like, you know, I don't know if you mean everything you say, but you say stuff that hurts people's feelings, Anna. And she's like, what did I say that hurt your feelings? He goes, well, whenever I have a criticism, like, you bring up stuff to deflect, like my prior actions in my relationship. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is, by the way, it's kind of funny that your prior actions, like, hurt your feelings. So Kyle's like, he's like, Amanda and I are good. And I'm wondering, when will you accept that? And she's like, well, it's not about your relationship. It's how you speak to women. He goes, well, I'm not speaking to women. I'm speaking to someone who disrespects me. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman or someone just dressed in a very strange pink sweatsuit right now. Why are you wearing that thing?
I know, because the girls are upstairs watching from the balcony and or like from a window in the kitchen. And they're like, oh, my God, Hannah is wearing her finest pink sweatsuit for this.
I can't. Was this when Paige went upstairs and was like, oh, my God, I literally came up here to do the same thing as you guys. Which is spy on him.
Yeah, it's because they're all watching. Yeah. So he's like, well, you know, for starters, like, based on what you continue to say, I question what you think about our relationship. And she's like, here's what I think. I want you both to be happy. And it's not like I'm walking around the house saying bad things about your relationship, Kyle. He's like, yeah, but you constantly bring up the past. Like, you know what? And she says, that's in your head. That's in your head, Kyle. So now she's going to gaslight him.
Yeah. I mean, she has said bad things about their relationship. I do love watching Kyle get flummoxed. Believe it or not, I actually really like Kyle a lot. And so watch him get flummoxed. It's just kind of like very entertaining to me. So he's like, I generally thought that we had a friendship. And I'm like practically shaking right now because I don't have fallouts with friends and I don't run out of cans. Okay. It's a lot.
And she says, you're not my friend, though. And he's like, oh, so is the rest of the summer ruined? Because, like, I feel like if there's someone in this house that doesn't consider me a friend, then. And then she starts, like, crying. So she's like, because she comes in and out of tears like a two-year-old, you know, that's not really getting what she wants. She's like, I came in here being your friend, and you have animosity towards me. And I feel like when I do hang out with you, it just becomes like an anger fest.
He's like, well, I have way less animosity towards you than you think. I mean, I still have a lot, but it's not quite as much as you think. And so, yeah, she's like, I feel like you're always trying to yell at me. Should I do the thing where I talk about I don't like people yelling at me? Is it time yet? Oh, no. Okay, I'll wait a little bit. So he's like, well, why do you think that this is a personal attack and, like, you have to be on the defense? She goes, I don't know why. I mean, I haven't even said anything mean. You just invited me from your wedding.
Well, you're not even a friend to me, according to you, so why would you want to come? She's like, but I said that after you invited me. You uninvited me, Kyle. He's like, well, if you hate someone's fiancé, you really think they're coming to the wedding? Yes. Do you know how many fiancés I've hated that my friends get married and I still go drink that free booze? And who are you to take that right away from me?
Kyle, I mean, do you want to register for gifts or not? You got to get people in those seats. Yes. So then Hannah's like, she's like, I'm trying my best here, and it's going back to nonsense of you sitting there like my dad. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. You're like my dad telling me all these things I've done wrong. Like I've done, like you've done nothing. You are yelling at me like tennis. Tennis trauma.
Well, here's what's so funny to me, because her tears, it's like it's not working. He's still yelling back at her. And so her tears are now instantly gone. So she's like, oh, yeah, and now you're just like being my dad, telling me all these things I've done wrong. And like, you've done nothing wrong. And Amanda's like, I can't listen to this. And Kyle says, oh, well, I feel like a scapegoat. I mean, come on, you're putting me in the same sentence as your dad. So Hannah just decides to switch. She goes,
yeah, and you see it on her face.
Yeah, you see herself.
You see her talk her way into a realization that she can take a different angle in this argument.
This girl has watched a lot of Housewives, because this is basic. She basically pulls a Judas, right? She pulls a tree. Yeah. So she's like, well, you're not a scapegoat, and you do not have to come after my family. And the fake tears come again. And she's like, and actually, ever talk about my family again.
That was my favorite, when she realizes she just had an angle. She goes, you don't have to talk, come at my family. Actually? Like, aha, wait a second. This is pretty cool. Let's go with this. Actually, fuck you. Don't talk about my family again. Even though it was Hannah who brought that up, and he just referenced what she just said.
So she like storms inside yelling so everyone can hear her yelling that he's coming for her family, which makes no sense, right? So she slams the door and like pretends to cry, and Carl is just watching from the window cracking up. So inside, Paige and Danielle, of course, are like, can't we just get along? So then Hannah is crying to Sierra, and she's like,
do not talk about my family.
It's like, you literally brought up your like, you literally brought it up. And he said, he basically said you just compared me to your childhood trauma with your dad. That's basically what he said. And she's like, don't talk about my dad. I mean, it was ridiculous. And hilarious, too. I was cracking up. So
Sierra's like, well, what's going on? And she's like, I want to have this fun. I want to have fun this summer. Why do I have to be attacked by a little blonde leprechaun?
Really? The same week as St. Patrick's Day, really? So then, and then Kyle goes over to Amanda, and Amanda gives him one of her patented slow hugs, where like he stands in front of her, and then for 5 seconds, she slowly closes her arms around his neck. Kyle, hold on. Don't go anywhere. The hug. We're closing in the hug. We're engaged. Okay, now we're clasped. The hug has started.
Well, some people in this house, they want drama. But guess what I want? Just a song on a porch like a regular old country star. Sweet and tame, hair slick back. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I forgot the lyrics to my own song, man. Okay. Sweet and tame, hair slick back. Hot dish. Oh, God, I got to work. How does hot dish rhyme with slicked back? Got to get better at math.
I think I remember it now. Suit and tie, hair slicked back, game of Coob going. No, don't remember. That wasn't, that wasn't right. About Coob, was it? No.
So Kyle's like, ugh. He's crying. Yeah. And he's like, Amanda, I know that you wanted us to work it out. She's like,
well, if there's any doubt about it, Kyle, I'm on your side.
I could really go for another slow hug.
Okay. You've got 20 seconds. Here we go.
So then now Hannah's with Paige.
She's like, he crossed a line. And if he's going to bring up my dad, it's like, I'm done.
I'm like, how? Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah, she's being ridiculous. Even Paige is like, I don't get how the dad thing came into play. And then we got a
boom.
The Bravo.
He just goes, boom. Just a close up on her. Like, it's like the sound editor is like, even I'm going to weigh in on this. Boom.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, actually, I brought it up because I said he was acting like my dad. And then he got all smug about it and said, like, don't bring me and your dad up in the same sentence. And I was like, do not talk about my dad.
And then we go more into the psychological depths of this issue.
Growing up playing tennis, I had to win to get my dad's love, and it gave me a lot of anxiety, and I just feel like I'm not good enough for men, and like, when men get aggressive with me, I have no tolerance. The little girl in me just wants to run away, and it's all for my dad's love. And it's like,
Hannah, don't you realize in tennis, if you wanted love, you just never had to score a point. Then I'm done. Little joke. That was for you, Joan.
And she's like, look, friends fight. And it's just knowing that the person is genuinely there for you, cares about you, and can eventually find cans. You know, that's the important thing.
And Sierra's like, do you even want to reconcile? Well, yeah, because it's like ruining the vibe. She goes, yeah, it's a lot. So, look, I'm a Capricorn. I get it. I can hold grudges. And I just want you to be free of this. So, do you think you're going to be able to let this go?
Also, you're sitting on my laundry pile, so could you get off that? So, Hannah's like, I guess I'll just have to be the bigger person and move on. And so Paige gives her a hug, and she's like, I love you no matter what happens. And I was like, thanks. And then Hannah goes and hugs Sierra, which I thought was funny because Sierra was just sitting there not asking for a hug. She's like, oh, I guess we'll hug too.
Yeah.
Sexy little smile. Hold on. What rhymes with that? Sexy smile. If I say sexy little smile and then sexy butt, damn it.
Playing hockey because I'm sexy. Okay, there we go. Getting a little somewhere. Eating a hot dish. No, lost it again.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So Kyle is hugging Paige and Kyle's like, I'm really sorry because I put everyone in these awkward situations. And she's like, you know what we should think about? Dinner. And Lindsay goes, did anyone talk to Carl? Like, Carl's back now, so they're like, why should we have to order this?
I know. Okay, so we're going to order Mexican food again. So let's have America watch us ordering food again. So they're ordering like a quesadilla and everything. I like that ever since they finally get their oven fixed and we have yet to see them actually use it. They just order takeout, and then later on they do tacos on the stovetop. So so they're ordering a quesadilla and everything. And so Hannah comes up and she's like, I want to talk to the table, okay? Can someone put Carl on FaceTime? Oh, you look great, by the way. Carl from the other room. Hi, how's it going? What's the group meeting? What's going on? So,
Well, I did a bit of reflecting and like I find myself fighting with people and sides of myself I don't like. And I've done things that I regret. You know, I've had ups, I've had downs, I've had net shots. I've had splices, you know, but if there's been any negativity, I'm really sorry. And Kyle, I don't want to cause you pain. You're like my dad. I love you. You know,
stop bringing up my dad, Kyle. I literally was just sitting here.
Sorry. It was just a little bit of a backhanded compliment because I have a really good backhand because my dad used to yell at me and say, you have a better backhand. And so that's what I did. Why are you talking about my dad, Kyle?
You know, I do care about our friendship, Kyle. Like when you come for me, it's like, I respect you, Kyle. You know, like, you're the man. And then it just cuts to Danielle. She goes, Jesus Christ. And Paige says,
come on, Hannah. We all know that Kyle is not the man, okay?
Yeah, and Lindsay's like, I'm no actress, but I call bullshit mama.
Bullshit mama.
And she's in her new interview look, and she's got like Rapunzel hair down to her ankles.
It's like when I saw Connie Selica on Peloton, I was like, I go bullshit, mama. I have nothing else to say about that.
Oh. I was just listening. So Kyle's like, all right, well, you know, this is all I needed. Now I'm taking it and I'm running into the sunset. And Hannah grabs his face and she's like, I'm sorry, Dad. And he's like, you know what? I am also guilty of saying mean things. And in the heat of the moment, you know, I get really mean. And you're really good at tennis. And I'm super proud. And I'm glad me and your mother had you. She's like, oh, my God. Thank you. That's all I ever wanted.
Let's let bygones be bygones.
Oh, my God. Does that mean I've got to serve again? Oh.
We're coming back stronger. Ooh.
So Lindsay's like,
okay, so we got the guy row or the hero or the deer row. Just tell me what you want, Sam Wins. I deserve better.
You know, I used to tell Stravi what I really want in a relationship is I really want a hero, and he just got me a guy row, and it just was not what I wanted.
So if ever you guys have a roommate that won't clean up after themselves, just yell at them, embarrass them, and make them look really stupid, because Hannah is now taking out the trash without being asked. which
it was crazy. Just have to remind, you just have to like sort of like really get into the I'm your father zone to make her start doing her chores.
Yeah. So then Luke is, or Amanda and Lindsay are talking. Amanda's like, what's up with Strummy? She's like, my brain is like a battling right now. Like, what am I going to do? Like flowers in a pie chart.
Nowhere in the pie chart was there room for a gyro or a gyro or a hero.
So Luke is in bed texting Sierra and he's like, want to watch a movie with me? And she gets it and she goes, fuck no. And throws down the phone.
I was thinking of maybe turning on the North Avenue Irregulars. What do you think?
Fuck no.
So Hannah is now Hannah's on the phone with Dez and she's like, I want to straddle you in the hot tub. And then she tells us that Dez is just like the perfect person to distract her from all the madness happening in the house.
And then Danielle and Lindsay call Robert and what is wrong with me? I'm sorry, everybody. Hannah's in bed with Dez and she's like, or the phone Dez. And he's like, I miss you so much. She's like, oh my God, I wish you could touch my boobs. And he goes, why does your nipple make me so insane? Does that make you horny? She goes, yeah, that felt so good. We're so compatible, baby.
It was not a pleasant experience for us.
Haven't so met then, Dez on this show yet, but Dez is gross, okay? I said it. Just might as well just break the caution tape off this one. Dez is gross.
Yeah, but he never got an answer. Why does Hannah's nipple turn it on so much? So then it's the next morning, and Carl gets breakfast delivery. What was that about? I don't know. And then
someone drops a tray at his door, and he's right. Like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's right, because he's still in quarantine. Oh, I'm just a regular Rapunzel over here, but with short hair. So then Hannah's doing dishes, which is, again, like, look at Hannah doing chores. And Sierra's like, so Luke asked me to watch a movie, and I just, like, didn't reply. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, he literally just said, let's have a fun summer. I mean, come on. So then Paige is at the pool with Amanda. They're both floating around, and she's like, imagine if our kids were friends, and then they just, like, started dating. Amanda goes, that would be amazing.
So now Carl is, like, talking business with Kyle. And, you know, he tells us that he, since his brother's funeral, he just sort of wanted to lie in bed and not even get up. But the work has been a really healthy distraction for him instead of resorting to alcohol. So that's great. And now the even better news is that he is out of quarantine. He's like, I'm back. Negative. Negative. But you look great, by the way, which is a positive.
So Luke and Hannah are out by the pool. He's like, hey, Hannah, look at this. I can do a pirouette. Oh, look at that. Fun, wacky Luke. You want to play hockey? That's when I'm hottest. And she's like,
I have to edit my podcast and take a nap. Not necessarily in that order. He's like,
so that's it then? You know, is Dez doing great? She goes,
I think it's like a... You know, Dez is doing great.
He's like, well, I think it's like a brand new relationship and maybe I should pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you seem a little jealous. And he's like, well, you know, I'm just trying to be a good friend. You know, just the other week she was flirting with me. And then I say I'm interested in Sierra. And this guy magically appears like a hot dish out of the oven. And then all of a sudden they're in love. Like, I don't know. It's almost like Dez is, you know, kind of like reserved seating. It's kind of like male model playing hockey and Dez is in the audience eating hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? And Hannah went from the ice to the audience. Sort of like that, you know?
So let's see here. Doc, you need to... Oh, so Lindsay gets some web therapy. Okay. So yeah. Lindsay is on the phone with her doctor. And she's like,
I'm wearing my therapy glasses.
It's like, good job, Lindsay. You look very smart. Okay. You're doing great.
So Steven left the house. We were in a bad cycle. Like, literally, he was driving my Peloton numbers down. I was like, this is bad cycling. You have to leave.
And the doctor says, well, the cycle is all the things you're looking to block, and you're blocking that intimacy by going back into the cycles, okay? Because it's a negative action cycle that's fighting, and conflicts never get resolved, and that's really not the way to operate if you don't want to die alone. You are 34, after all, and Your skin's actually peeling off. It's peeling off. Actually, I can see your bones now. You're wow, you're a skeleton now. Congratulations.
Lindsay, before we end this session, I just want to send you a link to a retirement home you might be interested in. It's very comfortable, and they like to play Disney movies on the weekends. I think you'll really enjoy it, okay?
I'm 34. These years are critical.
Yes, well, you need to see if it makes more sense to spend time to work this out with Stravi before you're dead of old age.
Well, after a string of wrong men, I thought I chose the right partner. But I didn't. Well, here we are.
Yeah. Well, if you've not died of old age by the time you meet a new man, maybe just be less, you know...
old.
Bad. Yeah, be older. Just imagine that your eggs are still fresh, ripe, and ready to rumble. All right?
Thanks. Here, you know, when you're looking for men, have you considered looking at Rascal for Rascal? It's a great way to find some... singles who also have great.
There is a back page of the AARP newsletter you might want to take a look at, Lindsay. Okay.
So then we get another classic Trixie, which I love, which is way up, I'm coming way up, I'm coming way up. And I love when they play that song because it's usually people doing absolutely nothing, like Amanda just sitting in the sun or Carl like putting a blanket on his bed. It's like way up. I'm going way up. Yeah, I'm going to fluff a pillow right now. Coming way up.
Yeah. So they decide to go to the beach and pack up some games and stuff. And so Kyle and Amanda are talking about signing that apartment lease. And Amanda's saying, you know, with the amount we pay on rent, if we pay that on mortgage, we can have a beautiful home, Kyle.
And Luke is, he like goes up to, I think, Carl or something. And he's like, hey, so I'm going to pack up some snacks and like coolers. And I'm going to get some games, you know, for us to play. I'm like, really? What else were you going to do with the games? And then Amanda is so Amanda. She's like, I got chips and salsas and some Kind bars, Kyle. It's like, of course she gets the Kind bars. Which, by the way, we always need that person who gets the Kind bars, right?
Yeah, she's really got high-level snacks, Amanda.
Yeah.
She really does. She's always had very top-of-the-line snacks. We used to make fun of her for always making the avocado or the guacamole. But avocados are the most expensive thing you can buy, and you have to like put effort into them, and they go bad in 5 minutes. So, you know, she's always and had like also, high effort. And a Kind bars, that's not a cheap one either.
But unfortunately, they also fuel war and oppression, so... Thanks, Amanda, for contributing to the problem. Thanks. Just joking. It's a Meghan Markle reference. So so now they're all in cars, and Kyle's going to be like working, and Lindsay's like, are you working like the whole rest of the day? And Sierra's driving, and she waves at a stranger, which is funny because, you know, Sierra doesn't really have a lot of expression, I would say. And so she just is like very serious, but like waving really warmly, but very serious at the same time. And Paige goes, that was like really nice of you.
It's like, well, it's like in the South. I mean, you're in a neighborhood, you wave, which is true. And if you don't wave, you're an asshole. And you know how I know? Because if people don't wave to me, I'm like, they're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, we're in Texas. You better fucking wave, okay? I don't care when I'm waving it. And I especially do it when I'm bringing in the trash can. You know, I love wait. I'll like wait until someone's coming. Just wait for someone to drive by just so I can be like, hi neighbor. And the guys in the big pickup trucks just give me like a finger, like not the middle finger, but like they don't lift their hand to wave because they don't want to be gay like that. They'll just kind of lift a finger off the steering wheel like, hey, waver.
Waver. So they get to the beach and Carl's like, I'm just going to dip my toes in. Yeah. And Kyle is like working off of my hotspot. And Carl, and then they're just like settling in. Carl's like, oh, I would love to throw some frisbee around. Who wants to do that? You look great, by the way. It's a great frisbee. Wow, I love this frisbee.
Luke tries to make coop happen for whatever reason. And then Lindsay just decides that now is the time she needs to dump Stravi. So she calls him from the beach at sunset, which is like the most romantic time ever. And she's like,
I haven't talked to you in a while. so I figured I'd give you a call.
And he goes, yeah, because the last time we texted, you said you needed time, so I was giving you time. She's like, like she's mad. She seems like she's mad that he hasn't called. And he's like, you needed time, and I sent you flowers. What do you want from me?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Hub House. Didn't mean to hit you with that cub block.
Well, I had a lot of time to think, and every single day I go back and forth with what I want and how I want to handle this, and I think I'm at a power point in time where I feel like we can go our separate pie pieces. Like, we've just been so disconnected because I keep hanging up on you, and we're stuck in a bad cycle.
Okay. Stuck in a bad cycle doesn't mean you just leave the wash. Okay, you make being stuck in a cycle means you learn what the cycle is and you fix it so that you can get out of your cycle. Your shrink just told you that you get in cycles to avoid intimacy, and now you're like, well, we're in a bad cycle. I'm out of here. Bye.
Well, but what if you like go like check on your wash and you realize the entire thing is molded over and you could start another cycle. You put some vinegar in there. You look up all the things it says to do on the internet, and you put the vinegar and everything, and it's just still moldy. At a certain point, you got to say, this machine's fucked.
Yeah. Well, you know, and being old, at some point, you just have to say, I'm old now, so am I going to buy a new washing machine, or am I just going to call someone to come pick this shit up, you know? And yes, I am saying just get a hooker. Just get a service. Send someone over.
Dry cleaning. Maybe just take your stuff to the cleaners, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, they sort of had, like, their romantic storyline comes to an end with, you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm just really disappointed, you know? But we had some good memories and some good times. Like, the time I sat on the apple crate at the desk, and the time I put some pillows on the apple crate and it got me a little higher, more comfortable. And then the time that I put those two boxes together and I spent the entire meeting thinking I was going to fall over. It's great times.
Well, I know you're trying, but I don't see anything changing.
So she dumps him, and he's like, okay, well, I wish you the best. You're great. She's like,
same thing.
And then she tells us that Yeah, pretty much. And she tells us that she spent the past year emotionally giving herself, and he didn't emotionally show up, and I'm exhausted. You're exhausted. You're exhausted. I'm fucking exhausted. Okay. I can only imagine how that poor guy feels.
Hey, is Kyle still working in the car? Ow! Stop hitting me with those blocks, Luke. Oh, sorry, Hub House. It's just a great game. I can't control it.
So she tells everybody that she ended it. And Danielle's like, oh, how did it feel?
She's like, fine.
Sierra says, that girl seems unbothered. Like, I would have been bawling. I mean, that was a quick phone call, too. Like, what the hell?
And then Luke asks, I don't remember why, he goes, is there any cardboard here?
Because he's making the fire on the beach.
Oh, because to be fair, he probably asked that a lot. Like, hi, welcome to Starbucks. Hey, thanks. Hey, you guys have any cardboard by any chance?
Just yeah, you know, he takes one of those little cup cover things all the time just to have it. You know, you never know when you're going to need some cardboard.
You never know. You never know when you might want to make a little bathing suit for a coffee cup, you know, out of cardboard. So then Danielle's talking about Robert and how she wants to date him but doesn't know if she's ready, and she hasn't been a girlfriend in a decade and everything. And in the meantime, Luke just, you know, sidles right up to Lindsay, and he's like, you know what, Hub House? I want you to know that I care about you. I love you dearly. I'm here for you. And just give me the signal and we can have sex. So whatever you want, you know?
And so all the girls are watching them. And Paige is like, oh, of course, now that Lindsay is single, Luke swoops right in. And then he's like rubbing her arm. And Paige goes, that's happening by the end of summer.
And Lindsay goes, oh, it's a sand spider. Which is like, of course, like the sand spider's like, she's mine. I'm just in a really bad cycle with the sand spider. He's just not giving me what I want.
I don't think he's gone one single day without female attention.
Yeah, she's fragile, and he's going to, like, get right in there.
Lindsay is not fragile, and yes, he is a horn dog. I'm loving this whole thing. I think it's so fucking funny. She's like, here we are at the beach, dumping Stravi, banging Luke. Let's do this!
I mean, I think that Luke I mean, why not? I mean, if you're going to rebound with anyone, rebound with like the hot, you know,
the model.
Abercrombie model. It. Like, why? That's yes. That. What is that? Is what he is there for. He's like,
agreed.
Oh, someone broke up. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, agreed. And he looks so cute with his new hair in the diary room session. Oh my God.
And when they showed the photo of him when he was like a hot, like younger playing hockey, I was like, my God, Luke is so hot.
Yeah, he really is. So back home, ding dong, Lindsay goes,
this is us? Because I thought we ordered 3 pizzas.
And the lady goes, oh, okay. And then hands her another pizza. What were you going to do with that third pizza, lady?
I know. Why didn't you bring it to the door? Why did you bring it to the door? Because you brought it to the door because she thought she might get called out, but she thought she might be able to get away with it. But you think you're going to sneak a fast one by Lindsay Hubbard? There's only 3 pizzas. Who do you think you are, a sand spider?
And Lindsay goes, there's pepperoni and meat. So Danielle goes to be on the phone with Robert, and she's like, I've got news for you. And you think she's going to say, I'm ready. Let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. But instead she goes, it has to do with Stravi.
Oh, my God. Get alive. Okay? Get alive. You're going to talk about Danielle? Jeez.
And then at one point, Amanda goes, did someone take the onion powder? And Carl goes, yeah, it's on my nightstand. Which I think was a joke, but also I can imagine Carl being like, oh, so one thing that I do now is I put onion powder on my nightstand. Just lets me sleep better.
So Lindsay and Luke go out on the porch, which we know we're in trouble because that's Luke's like country star set for the season. Yeah. So you know he's going to be laying it on thick.
It's his peach pit.
Yeah, Hannah and Paige see them, and they're like, oh my God, they're literally flirting right now.
And Luke literally, Lindsay goes out there, she goes, Lucas? And he's like, hey, what's shaking? I love sitting out here. Like, this is my spot. Like, I love just, like, talking on the steps, trying to figure out a good rhyme for suit and tie. I still haven't figured that one out. I mean, tie, it's such a hard word to rhyme with, you know? It's like, suit and tie, oh, me, no. Oh, us, no. Oh, there's. I can't think of a good word for it.
Girls have to be very specific in their communication with guys. That's what I've learned. Ding, ding. Who's Tracy?
Goes, oh, that's just a friend from Minnesota. You know, don't bother. Don't mind.
Yeah, I love that. You know, the thing is this, like, I need certain things in my life, and communication is very important. Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Just without missing a beat. Who's Tracy?
It was so funny. So she's like, love you. And they can't, you know, cheek kiss or whatever and go to bed. So it's bedtime and Luke's up in his room with his guitar. And he's like,
another night, not alone. And it's your sexy smile. Oh, baby girl, you're driving me wild. Smiling wild. Got it. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Okay, now let's get back to the suit and tie situation. Suit and tie, eating a piece of cake. No, eating a cookie. No, what's a good dessert that rhymes with tie? Eating a slice of apple strudel. No, that's not it.
Eating a slice of cake. Oh, gosh, I just wish there was a wetter version of cake.
What if there was, like, some dessert that had, like, fruit in it and then pastry on top? You know, like, oh, I got it. Suit and tie, you're my cherry scone. No.
I'm in my suit and tie. I look straight in your muffin, damn it.
I'm in a suit and tie. Gonna have a nice slice of blueberry bread. No, that doesn't
God, work. I get this one day. So it's there in the morning. Kyle's doing yoga and Luke's like, I'm going to go for a run, Hannah. You want to come with me? She goes, oh, again.
I missed that, but that's. I love, but I really like that reenactment.
They don't even bother making excuses with Luke anymore. They're so over him. They're just like, no.
Did you notice Sierra waking up? So, you know, we've observed before that she has a very messy bed, which is within her right. She lives a very stressful life. She's allowed to have a messy bed. But here's what really got me this week about her messy bed. When she woke up, her MacBook was on her bed, and it was at the edge of the bed in the corner by her feet. I was like, you went to sleep with a MacBook on the edge of your bed? You are trying me. Like, that is too stressful. That's too stressful of an image for me to look at.
So Amanda is like, Kyle, I'm working on a post for Instagram. It's a National Dog Day, so I'm doing like a slide of dogs with Lover Boy.
Oh, does this mean we need a dog, Amanda?
She's like, yeah, because I just, like, love children, and I can't wait to have little cookie crumbs.
I'm like, whoa, what is this, a Lindsay conversation? How did we get that far?
Yeah,
how did we go from Instagramming a dog drinking a beer or a hard tea to having babies?
Yeah, also, I just want to put it out there. I totally support people, you know, having babies and having families, and I think that's a wonderful. It's the generations, the evolution of not. That's the, you know, the generations go on, and you know that's part of the life cycle. Not on Summer House, though. If you have a baby, sorry, no longer a cast member for me. We have to find replacements. I am not having babies on Summer House. I will not allow it.
Yeah. So he's like, everything's happening so fast. I mean, are you ready? When do you think you're going to be ready? She's like, I'm ready to go off birth control now, Kyle.
He's like, oh my God. Like, I was thinking two summers would be better. You know, I mean, we'll be putting Lindsay in the home. I mean, we've just got so much coming up this year. You know?
I mean, we're really developing that Geritol flavor for Loverboy, specifically for Lindsay. I was hoping we'd have it ready. So he's like, yeah, it just has to be so many responsibilities. And Amanda's like, come here, Kyle, I'll take care of you. And he like goes up to her boob and goes, starts like pretending to suckle on it. Goes, mama, mama, mama.
She's literally
like, stop, Kyle.
All I complain about is how much she infantilizes Kyle. And then he's literally sucking her nipple. So funny.
She's like, come on. That's really weird, Kyle. Not when there's cameras here.
So then we cut to Paige and she's on her IG and she goes, oh my God. We have so much front page news today. So, wait, I got pasta on my lip. Okay, let's get started.
So Hannah comes out. And she's like, I have to tell you something. Okay, you know that psychic we talked to on Instagram? I swear to God, I didn't tell her anything. I had a message on my phone, and she said, Lindsay fucked Kyle. I love Luke. Just the...
Yeah.
Or Luke, sorry. And I even have Luke written down. I don't know why I said Kyle. I love a gossipy psychic. It's like none of her damn business, and she's not even getting paid, just texting her client random gossip.
Yeah. I'm going to say, like, I would not be surprised if, like, a sketchy producer was like, hey, you should text this to Hannah and see what she does.
Yeah.
So she was like, I opened it up. I thought it was going to be something about Dez and how much my nipple turns him on. But guess what? It's like the psychic, she says they've done it before and they aren't loyal or nice. And that's why I don't like Luke for you. He's not good enough for you. I'm like, this is a messy ass psychic. This is a messy, messy, messy psychic.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm really buying this either, but it is hilarious. And Paige goes,
well, I didn't need a psychic to tell me that they like each other. They look at each other in a different way. I mean, I don't look at my friends like that. You know, their babies would be gorgeous, though. If they can have them before Lindsay expires, which it was a week ago. I mean, Lindsay is basically milk with cheese in it. But you know what? If they can make those eggs float, go.
It's basically that yogurt in the back of the fridge that you forgot about. I mean, Luke and Lindsay look at each other in a way that like friends don't look at each other like. You know, it's kind of like grandmother to grandson, you know? So then we see a montage of them like flirting and everything. And Hannah's like, Luke has made it clear he's not a trustworthy guy, but I came into this house this summer not trusting Lindsay, and she has had it out for me since this winter, you know? And Paige is like, this also means that she cheated on Steven. Oh, with his good friend. Of course, that's why they haven't told anyone. Oh, my God. I'm like, this is like so far from like actual factual gossip, and they are just running with it. I was like, oh, this could be a problem.
Because you heard it from an Instagram psychic. The producer!
So then Lindsay is like, I'm in the kitchen making tacos in case anyone's bored wants to help me.
So Paige goes, and she's like, I guess I didn't need to do all this cheese, did I? Why do people let Paige around cheese? Paige is a goddamn disaster around cheese. She's flinging it all over the place. She drops it. Don't let Paige around cheese.
I also love Lindsay's passive aggressive taco making. She's like, you know what I'm gonna make tacos, and I'm making the tacos, and I'm gonna guilt everyone for not helping me, even though it was my decision to do this and I took this on myself. It's like, you don't guilt the house because you decide to make tacos. Like, this is your choice.
Yeah, so they all decide to get wasted tonight after dinner. And Paige is like, I'm not hungry, but I'll set the table. So Sierra's like, oh my God, you guys are talented as hell. Then we look at what they made, and it's like store-bought taco, you know, taco shells. And then just cheese and some sour cream out on a plate, and then some ground beef.
And Paige is like, Carl, I love this outfit. He goes, thank you. I feel like we must have missed it in the notes, because my favorite part of the entire episode was when, it must have been when they were listening in on Hannah and Kyle talking, and Paige goes to Amanda and Sierra. She goes, in case you're wondering, this isn't a set that I'm wearing. I picked it out myself. In case you're wondering. I don't know, maybe it's still about to come, but I thought it had already happened by now. I was like, I can't wait to make a running joke about this all episode long. And I'm like, wait, when is it going to happen?
So they're all complimenting the food, and Hannah tells Cincy, oh yeah, suddenly you're good at making sandwiches. So Sierra tells her, welcome to the Single Girls Club, Lindsay.
Well, you're 24 and I'm 34.
A welcome is a welcome, bitch. Okay, let's take it.
Sorry, next time I'll say, welcome to the Geriatric Singles Club, Lindsay.
Oh, look who's here for the heavy metal room.
And it's Luke. And Paige is like, what's wrong, Luke? And he's really grumpy today, guys. He's tired, okay? He's like, who did the cooking, though? Always got to say thank you. Thank you, Lindsay. Wow, what a lovely meal. Thank you so, so much.
Wow. So you made a tamale pie. Wow, I should make a lyric about that. Let's see. Okay. Suit and tie. Gonna eat it with my tamale sandwich. No, why can't I get this right?
You roll it like a tamale, then you eat it like a suit and tie. You know what? I just don't have it in me today, guys. I'll be on the porch.
I'll be sad out there. If anyone wants to come for the male model, that's where I'll be. Mm-hmm. So they're basically the plan is the guys are going to have a big boys night. Yeah, we're going to play bong outside. And the girls are doing spa night, like girls night. So just spa night and all that nice stuff. And then so they split up to start doing their activities. And Danielle's like walking around in negligee. And she's like, I feel so exposed. I didn't realize it was not this kind of girls night.
So Lindsay comes out to Luke while he's like texting. She's like,
I just wanted to check on you. Are you okay, Luke? You were so quiet and you didn't seem like yourself.
And Hannah and Paige are jumping around, and Hannah's telling Amanda, we have to tell you something. Okay, psychic on Instagram. Remember that? Remember I told her that? I got a message from the Instagram psychic. She said, Luke's up with Lindsay.
And then we go back to Luke, and he's like, you know, I'm just like annoyed with a lot of people, you know, not you, because you give me butterscotches. That's nice. But I'm like annoyed with Sierra. And
no, I don't want you to think you're annoying. Listen, mushing up your food for you before you eat it so you don't choke is actually kind of comforting. Okay, so it's not you.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I think it's really nice that when those trick-or-treaters came, you yelled at them and then gave them apple slices.
I'd love that you keep people off our lawn. That's actually a good thing that you do.
Oh, hey, can I borrow that baseball that you stole from the little kid who left it on the lawn?
Remember that time you swam in that pool and then you came out and you acted like you were 12 years old for about 10 minutes? That was so funny.
You know what my favorite thing is that you do, Lindsay? A very slow breaststroke in the pool. That's so wonderful. And you don't put your head underwater.
Water aerobics now. That's hot. Now, if only I can come up with a rhyme for water aerobics. Tamale. Got it. Hold on. I need to write that down.
You know, I'm just like really annoyed with a lot of people. Like Sierra. Like she gives me so much attitude. And like, you know, like, I like her, and she doesn't like me back. So why is she being mean to me? It's almost like she doesn't want me to hit on her. I don't get it.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, well, I want you to know that there are a lot of people who love you, and one day you're going to grow up to be an amazing boy, okay?
And he goes, yeah, you know, I know who those people are. You.
So then back to the girls, Amanda's like,
gut feeling. There's like a lot of reason to think that that's true. Like, guys, you were told information that you need to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, and here's some more information for you. What I'm wearing right now, not a set. Yeah, picked this out myself. You know, it looks like a set. You're welcome.
I like that everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's true. But God, they'd have hot children.
Yeah, I don't see this being a disaster at all. Them,
I don't either.
Being a psychic from Instagram, just saying some shit off the top of her head, and them treating it like it's actual facts and running with it in a house they've been trapped in with barely a stove working for a few weeks, yeah, with a lady who just got, like, you know, who just ended a relationship and is emotionally vulnerable. I think it'll probably go over pretty well.
It's going to go great. It is going to go great, guys. So we'll see next week. The previews for next week look hilarious.
So good. Lindsay's going to be losing her mind again. Which is what we love. We love when Lindsay loses it. And yeah, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more fun stuff. Atlanta, Married to Medicine, all that good stuff. So thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just Saying, Okay.
She's a Little Bit Loony. Junie, She's Always Supplying, it's Kelly Ryan. Higher Than High Res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, She wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's Give Them a Kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's Cheese on a Bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.